What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Five, the fan. Sorry to be a thanks coach, but it's Robert Tonyan, not Robert Tonyan. I respect that. I want to say his name right. I didn't. We'll just call him Big Bob. There's Paramount Plus Premium. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens. UFC, $7.7 billion to Paramount Plus. Would you watch? You definitely have Paramount Plus, right?
Yeah, have that. Yeah.
Would you watch a fight on the weekend now that you have that?
If it's free and it's on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to see if I'm in that kind of mood or something like that, you know? I think with the UFC, for me, every fight they mention, every fight's numbered.
Mm-hmm.
They act like every fight is the biggest one that they've ever seen, and eventually you're like, every Saturday it's UFC something, you know?
Yeah. And then Good Morning Football tweets out, name one player for preseason week one who's flying under the radar. Robert Tonyan. Bill Brooks with the get out the bagpipes. We'll see if we get Nate Taylor. We know that there's some stuff going on with what you said. School starts today in Kansas.
Shawnee Mission. Yeah, we got first day of school today. My lovely wife goes back. She has the kiddos for the first time today, starting on a Monday, which is very odd. Usually you start late in the week to kind of ease the kids in,
yeah.
But it's full bore going in the Shawnee Mission district. We start, I think. My freshman goes back Wednesday for half day, and then everybody else goes back Thursday, Friday in Olathe. I don't know when Blue Valley gets going. Probably around the same time frame this week as everybody else, and I think they start next week back in Missouri to get going as well. So no, school is here. It's official, man. Everybody's back, walking to school, doing all that kind of stuff in the rain. And God, it's a great day for parents if your kid's going back to school today. It's the greatest day of the year.
Yeah, so is she excited to get back, like your wife?
No.
Not at all?
It's like, no, no.
I mean, no, of course. I mean, they like to get the year going. But, I mean, you know, it's like you go back and then you're starting from square zero, you know, with all the kids and, you know, winding them down a little bit off of summer break. Parents
sure.
are throwing them out the car. Can't get them into the classroom soon enough and whatnot. And so you're dealing with all that. A lot of, you know, not seeing your friends in a while. But I think, you know, ask next week when everything is kind of settled down and they're back into the routine. I think everybody's fine. Just like all of us, you know, once you get back into that routine, everything is good, but it's just leading back up into that routine because I've been hearing about it for the last 3 weeks. Am I ready to go back to school yet? You've had all summer off. You need to be ready to go back to school. You need the routine as much as everybody else does. I'm talking about the kids.
Get your ass up. Go to school.
That's right. It's time to get to school.
Yeah, because I think I heard yesterday or Saturday that Lee Summit starts next Tuesday, which I always found very interesting that you could start school and then you have like a week, you get back in the mold of it, syllabus week, whatever, introductions. And it's like, all right, now we're out of school for the next 4 days because it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now you got to get the attention back. But no, I don't know. I mean, you know, back to school, back to the NFL. Chiefs played this weekend. Josh Simmons as advertised.
Yeah, as advertised, man. I thought Josh Simmons was really good. And maybe that's just me wanting him to be really good. But I stood by the TV because I knew that was the only way I was going to be able to watch him, because your eyes wander and you're paying attention to other stuff. And I watched that guy for all his 11 plays just standing right there. I thought he was really good. Like, I was really impressed with Josh Simmons, to the point where I'm like, all right, we're good. Nothing to see here. I don't need to see anything else out of Josh Simmons. I feel like he's going to be just fine. Now, again, I don't know if that's me wanting him to be that good, so he appeared to be that good. What'd you guys think? You guys thought he was pretty good too, right?
I thought for the sample size we saw of 12 plays, there wasn't any sort of, which, what do they say? No conversation is a good thing,
yes.
Because it wasn't like, well, he was getting beat on these plays. Like, this was the, you know, backup left end or whoever it is, yeah, for the Cardinals. Yeah. It was none of that. It was just like quiet. Now, again, it was anticlimactic for the Chiefs, right? They kick the ball off. Arizona fumbles it. The Chiefs take over. 4 plays later, there's a flag on the play, and then there's a touchdown. And then it's like, all right,
we're done.
They're done. That's it. And everybody's like, they'll come back out, right? There was a short series.
No, I knew that.
They're done. And like the group text going off, well, they said they'd play some of the first quarter. Yeah. They did play some of the first quarter.
They did. 48 seconds of it.
Yeah. Went up 7-0. That's all you had to know.
What else did you need to see?
Yeah, when the fumble happened, I was like, damn it, we're going to get 3 plays.
Right. What I did notice is that they had Kareem out there on the second team.
Yep.
So this is going to be Pacheco's backfield once again.
Pacheco looked really good in that one run.
Yes, like some burst, some speed.
9 yards on the first carry that he had.
He's got a lot to prove, man. Not to us, but like to the league. Like, hey, like, I'm probably not going to get a contract extended this offseason, which means the running back room will be basically empty, except for your boy out of SMU in the 7th round, Breshard Smith. Breshard Smith, he'll be there. But I don't think Kareem Hunt will be back next year. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco would be back next year.
No.
I wouldn't think that Elijah Mitchell would be back next year, which leads us all the way back to Smith, right? Like, that's it. So, like, these guys are all doing something to prove something to not us or the team. But Isaiah Pacheco, man, if you're coming back and you're pissed off, like, yes, especially with a revamped offensive line on the left side with Kingsley, and you have Jalen Moore as well. You have Josh Simmons in there, Creed, Trey, all that sort of stuff. All those distractions are gone. Maybe we can see some more, you know, innovative plays on the offensive side where it comes to delays or all that sort of stuff, because that was his big run, was like almost like a draw. It was like a delayed run up the middle, and he just bulldozed over everybody. Yeah. And like, if we can do that inside the 20,
be awesome.
Because that's what it was. It was that, then it was the play of the flag, and then it was the touchdown, and then it was like, all right, we're good. That's all I need. See you later.
Yeah.
First to arrive, first to leave.
Yeah, and really, it was awesome to see that running game inside the tackles early on, too, because that's something that has been lacking since Andy Reid has gotten here, basically, to Kansas City, right? I mean, I know that's all kind of, you know, fabricated and whatnot, but that's the perception, is we can't run the ball inside the 20. We showed, we got two running backs like, you know, Pacheco and a guy, you know, like Kareem Hunt, that are willing to go out there and earn those hard-earned yards. That's a good thing. And the Breshard Smith kid from SMU, he was making special teams plays, right? Like, I heard his name a couple of times on special teams. Who recovered the fumble on special teams to start the game? It was a rookie for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? It was, I think, with their 4th-round pick, whoever the hell that was, or 5th-round pick. Was it Noel Williams?
Yeah, Noel Williams. Yep.
He recovered it. So you had a rookie immediately making a play on special teams for Dave Tube.
you gotta give it to Dave too, man.
Yeah, dude. Remigio looked all right.
Yeah, Remigio, a couple good plays. Yeah,
he
nice
was in there
see.
With the second, and third string.
Special
as well.
Teams was out of the tube, and once it's out of the tube, you can't get it back in.
Sure can't. Off of 816, AQ Shipley already thought the Chiefs got the steal of the draft. He got to see it up close the other day, and now he's doubled down on that as well.
Oh, Josh, good.
He's doubling good. I love that. Yeah. That makes us. They see, I, like,
saw
that.
12 plays. Like, that's it.
No, but that, I mean, like, what more did you? I know. I'm excited. God, throw cold water on me, right? But tell me I'm wrong, please. Somebody nope. go, here, Bob, this is what you missed, or nope. something like that. Like, I am over the moon excited, not only because he's my Buckeye, but because on August 30th at the house, we got the platter and bottle. Everybody brings a platter and a bottle. And so that's the rules. You can bring whatever you want, platter and a bottle, August 30th at the house, Ohio State versus opponent. And so we'll watch that game. But I mean, like, God, I shouldn't be this excited about an offensive lineman. Maybe because it's been so bad and I feel loved again. You know, like, we've all been in those relationships where you just felt, you know, not loved, and then somebody comes along and loves you up, and like, is this what's going on right now? Is this heaven? No, it's Josh Simmons. Like, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful to watch him play. Don't take this away from me.
New Heights. tweeted out 8 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
92 percenters. We're coming back early for a special episode with a very special guest. Mm. New episode Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central, 7
Taylor?
O'clock Eastern. The
sick.
Picture that they tweeted out is Travis looking to his left with a smile, Jason going, hey, and then the silhouette of what looks like a female with long hair.
It's Taylor,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my gosh. No, that's amazing.
Donna Kelsey will be on the show.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just trying to dip yes, it in the bud yes. there. Yeah. I mean,
what if it is Donna? Oh, it would be great.
To hell with silhouette if it's Donna. We'll see what happens.
I love that.
So it's not Taylor then, right? I mean, because they're kind of the mindset like me. Let's do something. Let's get him believing.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's Donna Kelsey, or maybe it's, you know, Jason's wife, or maybe it's, you know, Tammy Reed.
Could be, yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't really know.
The guy that recovered that fumble was Breshard Smith.
So it was Breshard
Smith?
It
was Breshard.
Okay. Noel Williams made another play on defense.
Noel Williams did, because I remember his name being made. I thought Breshard Smith made that fumble recovery.
Yeah, that was awesome to see that. Just my first thing was like, damn it, offense, three plays.
Yeah.
Here we go. Blue ball.
Wow.
From the text line, do you guys know who Josh Simmons went against? Wait until he goes against a big name.
Well, week one, we'll see it.
Yeah. We'll see it the first 9 weeks.
Why
of the season.
Why be that guy?
Have
why,
you seen
why
what it looks like outside? Everybody's got the Monday gloom.
I mean, every text that you've read today has been really like down, like people just nasty today. I know it's back to school and whatnot, but you should be excited as a parent, unless these are the kids texting in that have to go back today. But why steal this joy about Josh Simmons from me, man? Like, why do people do that?
So if he looked bad 8-1-6, would you have been sending the same thing?
No.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. What would you have said if he looked bad?
We overhyped it.
Injury's not ready. This is what we always do. Calm down. Would have been that.
Would have been every topic of every hour. It would have been Josh Simmons Day on 96.5.
If he didn't look good, you mean?
Yeah. We kind of got over the top. We kind of went too far into this. Maybe we just need to all relax. And
he looked badass.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing somebody to take this joy from me. I'm just not.
No, I'm pumped, man.
I walked away from those 11 plays feeling as good as I've ever felt, you know? And I felt like I just felt relieved. I felt at ease. I felt relaxed. I'm like, thank God. It looks normal again.
And what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We haven't had normal since Eric Fisher, man.
Yep.
Like, say what you want about the interim guys, the Orlando Browns of the week. He was okay. This guy looked legit. I don't know who he was playing against Arizona, but it was NFL competition, and he was playing on a knee that the rest of the league said was no good to play in the NFL. And he went out there, and he was a wall.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.